Hello, I'm Rosie and I'm the radio coordinator at Distorted. I'm on a quest to find out about the ins and outs of all the jobs in the music industry. Today I'm chatting to Marcus O'Sullivan. Marcus is the co-founder and director of creative marketing agency Circulate. We chat about Marcus's progression in the industry, internship opportunities, current trends, and what it takes to succeed in music marketing. Hope you enjoy.
You never know when something's going to come from that. You know, you might meet someone at a conference and then 2 years later, they send an email in your inbox, hey, we need help with this campaign we're doing, or we're launching a festival. Or if you build like strong relationships, there's people that will come back. I really like speaking to people, understanding what they're trying to achieve, and then maybe showing them a strategy or a vision of how that could be achieved.
Right. So, hello, Marcus. Thank you for chatting to me today. So, you are the co-founder and director of Circulate, but it'd be great to tell me more about who Circulate are and what you do.
Yeah, of course. Well, first of all, thanks very much for having me. As you said, yeah, co-founder. I have a business partner, David, and we founded the company together. I was actually looking it up this morning just to see exactly how long ago it was. So yeah, it will be 11 years. We started in 2014. So yeah, it's been a pretty good stint.
Yeah.
Circulate is a marketing agency in the most simple form. And our primary clients are people in the music and culture space. So there's a lot of different occasions when someone will come to Circulate or will start a piece of work or a partnership with someone, but the primary thing is always that they have a particular marketing goal or promotional goal that they're looking to achieve, or maybe they're looking to change the perception or the strategy around what they're doing. And in the initial phases, our clients were primarily purely music industry focused, so artists, record labels, festivals. And a couple of years in, we kind of found that that broadened a little bit, and we understood that the skills that we learned working with artists and people in the industry, that also extended to other sectors. So we do a lot of work in the alcohol space and a lot of cross-cultural campaigns. So for example, if a fashion brand wants to do something in the music and culture space, or an alcohol company wants to set up a festival partnership, those are things that we help a lot of our clients with.
Great. So a broad spectrum of marketing campaigns and digital marketing.
Exactly. I mean, the thing is that at the start it was digital, and you know, at the time, which is like a good 10 years ago, that was something very fresh, and people were like, how do we do this, and what's social media going to do for us? And really it was very early days, and people like, you know, had a rudimentary sometimes understanding of what that was. But now I would just say it's marketing. You know, if someone needs us to do a billboard in the center of London, we'll do it. We have done it. So now I think it's more about good ideas, and whether they're digital or they're out of home or they're, you know, on TV, it doesn't really matter as long as the core idea is strong. But yeah, digital has taken over a lot of what we think as marketing today.
Oh, definitely. I think it's probably one of the first things an artist would think about when having a release or bringing an album out is the digital strategy.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy how central it has become to the career of artists and to the music industry in general. I sometimes think it's almost even unfair on artists that they need to do so much marketing at this point just to be seen and heard in the industry. And I'll always say that the really top class music will definitely always shine through and will make that breakthrough. But for 90% of the other artists out there, they are going to require like a strong idea of how they're going to market themselves. And sometimes those people have those skills themselves, or they're going to need a team around them to do it. And that's where we come in.
Yeah. And what platforms do you tend to focus on most when thinking about a marketing campaign, just out of curiosity?
I guess every situation is different. There are the core platforms that we all know. You know, if you think even yourself in your own day, like how often you would go check an Instagram or a TikTok account, you know, that's probably true for the fan bases of a lot of our clients or the customers of a lot of our clients. So you do have your core platforms like Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. But, you know, sometimes an artist will, you know, have a very strong opinion. So maybe like Twitter or X, as it's now called, they'll have a strong presence there because, you know, they might like to get into debates or they might have like an opinion about something on an ongoing basis. So often you find like it's tailored to the strengths of the artist as well. You know, for example, like a lot of younger artists now are much more comfortable on TikTok. So for them, like it's the primary platform. Even some artists will like want to have a sort of a presence on Snapchat. So it sometimes is dovetailed to the strengths of the client. But also it can be about like what the campaign idea is or what the strategy is. Something that's become like hugely popular is the use of like different data capture platforms. So you might have seen some of these when you sign up to get first access to a festival, or you know your favorite artist is doing a show in London. Often they'll use a data capture tool to set things in motion, and that might be capturing like an email or a phone number or a follow to a certain profile. So they have become increasingly important, and the smartest people in the music industry are using data like really cleverly to achieve their goals. So yeah, it depends. It's a bit of a catch-all answer, but yeah, the most honest one I can give you.
Yeah, no, that's great. Moving away from Circulate now, how did you get into the music industry? Was it something you fell into, or did you wake up and think, I need to be in the music industry?
Okay, so it's a bit of a long story, but we'll go for it and we'll see maybe connect the dots for a few people. So yeah. I had a very good friend who was... his family, like they did music, like production for shows and events. So, you know, sound, lighting, all that. And so I was always around him and he worked there part time and we would go to a lot of events. And I was very passionate about music and my family are into music. And I was always listening to new music. And at one stage, he kind of said to me, like, maybe you'd like to try DJing. This is when I was maybe 15. And I was interested. He hooked me up with all the equipment, and from the ages of, let's say, 15 to 21, 22, I was kind of like building at the start a mobile DJ career, then a DJ career, then playing in all the venues, the clubs. My brother got involved in that. We had like a crew of people around us, and that was our first entry into music, and that was great. And I learned how to, you know, run my own part-time business and like understand where you could make money in music or where you could maybe make a career.
Yeah. And I suppose it's quite handy for you to see from an artist and DJ's point of view, that side of the industry. I'm guessing that might have helped further on.
100%. 100%. And still DJ in my own spare time as a passion, and it helps to know what, you know, what requires to mix music or to like, you know, select the right tracks or to, you know, set up a room in the right way when you're an artist. So it has been influential. And from there, I actually started a music blog with my brother, which was called When We Dip, which we used as a like entry point into the industry. So, you know, it enabled us to get on guest lists for clubs if we were doing reviews. It enabled us to get to know artists because we were reviewing their music and sharing it and doing podcasts and mixes and everything. And from all of that kind of combined, I started to do a lot of event promotion. I was working for a company in Dublin. That's where I met my current business partner, David. And shortly after that, we decided to start Circulate.
Very good. So was there a gap in the market then that you felt like you needed to start Circulate? Or
I think in that time, which was around 2014, there was social media was just becoming like a more relevant part of the music industry. And as promoters, we were based in Ireland. We did shows all over Ireland. We were strong on social media and we sold out our shows a lot through that. And I think we realized that there were other people that weren't as attuned to what we were doing and they weren't as clued in. And we saw an opportunity there. Like a lot of artists that would visit us, they would ask us, you know, how we're promoting the shows and what we were doing and if we had advice on things that they were doing. So my business partner, actually David, he had the original thought that maybe we could, you know, build this into more of a company.
And did your reputation help get your first few clients and then build up from there? Or was it a bit of a struggle to start off with?
I mean, starting any business is a struggle. You have to like really put yourself out there. But you know, we relied on some of the relationships that we had, or we pushed friends for introductions. We used what we knew about the industry. Like it, when you start a company like that, you really need to like push on all cylinders for a long time. And it was, you know, 2 or 3 years before we had a steady flow of business that started to come to us. And that just takes like building a network and going to all these conferences like ADE and IMS and not so much Miami at the time because it was a bit more expensive if you're just a new company starting out. But just being very present, you know, the first time you go to a conference, you're not going to know anybody, but like hopefully a couple of years later, you start to build your network.
Yeah, it's very important in this industry is network. That's come up a few times in these conversations is how having a really strong network is vital.
Crucial, and you never know when something's going to come from that. You know, you might meet someone at the conference, and then 2 years later, they send an email in your inbox, "Hey, we need help with this campaign we're doing, or we're launching a festival." Or, and even if you build like strong relationships, there's people that will come back multiple times with new projects that they're doing, or there's clients that will stay for like, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 years as a client because you build that relationship where they trust you and they know you deliver a quality service.
What is your role then at Circulate? What does your day-to-day look like?
So I guess we're in a slight change in how the company's operated for the past few years, and that for a period of about 2 years I was working as the managing director. My business partner actually had started a management company which we started together, but he was leading that. It's called Spike. So he had moved out of a lot of the day-to-day, although he's still a co-owner and a founder. And in the long term, I'm also hoping to, I guess, do a little bit more on the management side, managing artists directly, and a little bit less within Circulate. So we do have a managing director now who has come in and oversees the large majority of the day-to-day. And I guess the last year has been me transitioning out of that role where previously, I would have been involved in every single campaign, you know, speaking to our team on a daily basis, you know, really managing the day-to-day of their lives and what they're doing, and a company of, you know, 22, 23 people. Now I'm changing slightly and I'm more focused on growing the company and business development. So that means like bringing new projects or relationships. Expanding what we're doing. Recently, we're opening an office in Saudi Arabia, so that's a big focus of our time. Hatching different partnerships that we think are going to be beneficial to the company, bringing new clients or projects to the table. So, you know, we just started working with Heineken 00. So that's like a step into a new area that we weren't in previously. So a lot of my day-to-day is spent doing calls, I would say, building relationships, talking to people. Previously, when I was, you know, when we were starting out, I would have been more involved hands-on in the day-to-day of, you know, writing strategies, proposals, things like that.
What's your favorite thing about your role at the minute? Is it the relationship building or the end goal?
I think if you ask me what my favorite thing that I've done in Circulate or favorite thing it is that we do, I really like speaking to people, understanding what they're trying to achieve, and then maybe showing them a strategy or a vision of how that could be achieved. And that could be something that could take 2 years or 5 years, but that's my favorite part of what we do. It's like figuring out how it should be done, how we create the right perception around an artist or a festival, and how we build the strategy that's going to take them there. So when I was working day to day, even now, that's still my favorite part. It's pure creativity, really, because you're just relying on your own insights from the industry and what you know and what your awareness is of the wider industry and where someone could fit. And then you're trying to get aligned with the client or the person or the artist and show them that it can work. So yeah, that's my favorite part, I would say.
Yeah, and I guess the industry is ever changing as well. So it's almost keeping on top of everything that's going on to help that campaign as well.
Yeah, I mean, it accumulates your knowledge of things and how things work, and maybe you learn more about how a record label works or how a release should be done, or more about what you guys do in terms of radio and shows. But yeah, it's ever changing. And if I looked at what we would have provided for one of our clients 10 years ago to what we provide now, it's just totally different. It's so different. It's mind-boggling. But I think you stay ahead of that curve by constantly reading and sharing insights about things that are happening internally in our team. I see it multiple times a day. People are sharing like, hey, did you see this? Or did you see that partnership? Did you see how this client is like, you know, rolling something out? So as long as you can stay ahead of that curve and have people in your team that are super curious and, you know, skilled at what they do, then you can continue to provide value to the client.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that comes from the passion for the industry and for marketing as well. You know, if you're not that passionate about it, then you're probably not going to look at these trends in a good way, a way that's helping the campaign. So I'm guessing that's a massive thing. It's the passion for the industry.
Yeah, it's huge. I don't know how many times, I imagine a lot of your guests have said that, but if you don't have that, you know, some people think like, okay, to work at Circulate, you need to like be super passionate about music. And that is the case. But you'll find that there's also people in our team that are super passionate about marketing and doing marketing really well. And they absorb the music side of things through working with us over a long period of time. So they might have an initial interest and it's something they want to explore, but actually their knowledge comes over like many years of working with us. And I like to have that balance of people who are, you know, fully tuned into the music industry and know it inside out and know the artists and the labels. And then someone who is just an expert digital marketer, and they're going to like bring that balance to the team where you have both sides of it. So yeah, for me, that's important.
Then that leads on nicely to ask, what is a crucial trait that somebody needs to possess to be successful in the digital marketing space or the marketing space?
Maybe like personality traits are probably the crucial thing that I would look for actually when we're hiring someone, or when I'm determining if I think someone's going to be a success at Circulate. I think because of the nature of what we do specifically, organization is really important. And often we are the ones that provide structure to our client. So that side of it, like you could be the most creative person in the world, but if you can't, you know, articulate your ideas, keep the client on track, deliver things on time, it won't matter for a lot. The passion side of what we just talked about is also crucial. So I look for that trait, whether it's in the music side or the marketing side. Determination, I would say, is crucial. So it can be a tough industry sometimes, and you might be dealing with like very big personalities or very pressure oriented situations. You know, launching a marketing campaign for a festival, or you know, launching a non ticket for a big event, like those are pressure moments where you really have to deliver. So having determination and being very sure in yourself and really like devoting your time to something, that's really important for us. And there might be times where it doesn't go as well as you'd hoped, or you're maybe struggling with something, and having the ability to stick in there and to know that that's part of the process of like, you know, becoming a more senior person in the music industry, that's crucial. So yeah, I think I look a lot for like personality traits, because I feel like those traits then can lead on to people who can develop their skills we're always happy to teach someone, you know, how to, you know, explore something creatively or to run a digital campaign or to build a strategy. But if they don't have those raw building blocks, I don't think it's going to be a long-term success.
Yeah, it's a lot difficult to teach people skills rather than a knowledgeable skill, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's why we don't look for like a specific qualification when we take people on. We more so look for either those traits or like, you know, I might look and see did someone finish their degree because I think it's important to show that if they started it, they were dedicated to it. But for me, it doesn't really matter if it was like drama or business or marketing. It's more around the commitment. And actually, I like when people come from different backgrounds because then you get a better mix in your team. And someone who maybe studied drama, maybe they're interested in you know, writing a bit more or like script writing or copywriting, and someone who studied, you know, economics, maybe they're interested in like a different aspect of the digital side. So I really like that mix of, I guess, different skills or backgrounds that you can have. And then, yeah, like I said, we're always happy to teach people what they need to know.
If you could change one thing in the industry right now, what would it be?
I think that there is a tough question around the balance of people's lives. And, you know, what you have is like some people who are working professionally within the industry, and then some people like artists where it's their whole life or it's their, you know, it's their everything. And I think sometimes that can create a bit of a friction. And it's tough because like there can be an expectation amongst people in the industry to, not saying to work 24/7, but to give more or to answer things, or, you know, there's a constant urgency for something to be delivered or someone to pick up the phone or answer the text. And I think it sometimes removes elements of like creativity or, you know, doesn't give people the headspace that they need to actually deliver really good creative work. So it's tough to balance that because you have like some people who really want to, I guess, excel within the industry, but maybe they don't want to give every hour of their day to it. Whereas sometimes you have like other people who it's their everything. And maybe that's the same for other industries. I don't know, because I've mostly worked in music the whole time, but that thing of the balance and how we manage that, it's something that I definitely think about. I don't have a full answer yet, you know, on either side of what I, you know, I work a lot myself because I'm passionate about it and I enjoy it. But I don't have an answer yet to a solution as to like how that could be fixed.
Yeah. Again, this is another topic that has come up in these chats is working 24/7. And then you've got to think about other offices, or the artist might be in a completely different time zone to you. So how do you work around that? And then also you've so passionate about music and the industry, but you do need time to switch off, otherwise you can burn out. And I think that's quite a big thing at the minute.
Yeah, I think also like if you don't have time to like explore, you know, the world around you, or like to read, or to like, you know, enjoy your personal time, I just don't think you're going to be as creative as you need to be. And the standard of what's expected in the music industry, it's interesting, we always talk about it a lot, that the standard of expectation from a client that comes from the music background and one that comes from the brand side is very different, and it's higher in the music side. And the level that things are delivered at within music, it's actually very high in a lot of cases. So you need to be creative, and you need to have that time to like think of really good ideas, or to flesh something out, or write something that's more creative. So yeah, it's a tough one to tackle.
Yeah, and keeping being inspired as well.
Yeah, exactly.
What advice would you give your younger self, or somebody trying to enter the music industry? It's a big question, but
yeah, it's a question that I actually had to think about. I think getting the experience of as many different parts of the industry early on is crucial. So I wouldn't be afraid to do like multiple internships, maybe volunteer at like a local radio station, maybe help someone you know with a radio show, or get involved in student radio, get involved in the events side if that's your thing, offer to help a local promoter, or talk to the DJs that play at events you like. I think it's a very good idea, like in the early stages before you decide if you want to make this like something that you're going to try earn your living out of rather than just your passion, that you experience as many different elements of it before you do that. And that's something that I did, and it definitely helped me narrow down the focus as to like what I liked and what I wanted to do. And it can be daunting when if you're in college or in school and maybe a lot of your friends are like, hey, I'm gonna go work at this law firm, I'm gonna be an accountant, I'm gonna, go work for investing, or there's a multitude of things, and there's not a defined thing that you can do in the music industry to say, well, I'm gonna do this. And even like you spoke about, you studied music business, but even when you finish that, there's no defined thing that you definitely can do.
Yeah, or you're in this level and then you're going to move up to this level. It's not like that, is it?
No, so you need to know as much about the industry as possible and where the opportunities are and what might suit you and your personality. And then once you start to make progress in there, I guess the other thing to remember is it's probably not going to be linear, and you're probably not going to just like keep jumping up the levels, or you might be working somewhere and you might realize, okay, that's the end of my time here, and I didn't get to like, a senior position, or I didn't get to where I wanted to be. But you definitely have to be determined, because like for a lot of people in music, like the first place they work is not going to be like where they make their big break or where they fully establish themselves. So it comes back to that determination that we kind of talked about earlier. You're going to have to be committed. There'll be times when it's up and down. Fortunately, it's not as well paid as other industries, so there'll be times where you're struggling. You're probably going to need more than one income stream, probably multiple income streams at the start if you want to make an okay living. And that's a challenge as well for some people, because they have to turn their hand to a few different things. You might be DJing, you might be organizing events, you might be doing marketing or doing a radio show. So it's you can be spread thin, especially at the start, until you find your niche.
Does Circulate have any opportunities for internships or anywhere where people can start their careers?
100%, and there are so many. That's actually a really good point. There are so many people in our agency who started as interns, and now they're some of the most senior people in the company. We had two different graphic designers who did internships last year who became full time. So we're really open to that, and it's something that we think is actually really important, because you want to have like new voices, younger voices constantly coming through the company. Or, we value the idea of someone who's doing an internship just as much as someone who's in a senior position, because especially when it comes to music, like the people who are living it and breathing it in that moment, they have a feel for what's going on. So yeah, we're open. You can send us an Instagram message or an email on the website, and there's always an opportunity.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I know you're super busy.
Thanks very much for having me. Really, I think it's a good idea what you're doing with the podcast. So well done.
Thanks so much for listening. Subscribe to the podcast to catch the next episode. And if you'd like to ask our guests any questions, or if there are any job roles you'd love to learn more about, then get in touch with me via LinkedIn at Rosie Black.